继续我们下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue our afternoon service.
请唱赞美诗三百十四首。
Sing hymn 314.
三百十四。
314.
求主继续带领住我们下午的聚会。
Let's all kneel down to pray in one accord.
一起祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.
我们继续来学习道理，互相勉励。
Thank God, we'll continue studying the Bible so that we could all be edified.
我们再看一下提摩太前书三章十五节。
Turn to First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。 这里讲到教会是永生神的家。
Seeing that the church is the household of God.
啊，我们今天早上有特别谈到，啊，这个家要存到永远。
This morning we talked about how this house is forever.
他说我们可以进到神的家来享受永远的福分。
So we could enter into this house and enjoy His eternal blessings.
啊，说我们要得到那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
So we can receive this eternal glory.
所以这个教会暂时在地面上，但是属天上的。
But even though this church is in this world, it belongs to heaven.
福音广传，教会慢慢建设完全。
And as the gospel spreads, the church will become more perfect.
啊，将来主耶稣要接我们回到天上去。
And eventually, God will take us to heaven one day.
啊，就是教会的未来啊，能够享受那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
And in the future, we'll receive this eternal glory that's beyond comparison.
啊，再来，我们下午要来谈呢、啊，我们在神的家中啊，应当怎样行？
This afternoon we'll talk about how should we behave in the king, in the house of God.
啊，既然我们每一个人都是神家里面的人。
So even though all of us belong in the house of God.
啊，家人对这个家庭啊都有一份责任。
That everyone in this church has a responsibility.
我们首先来谈说这个教会是真理的住处跟根基。
We'll talk about how the church is the foundation of truth.
那所以我们呢、啊，一定要追求在属灵上的成长。
And for this reason, we need to have a spiritual pursuit of growth in the truth.
所以这个教会是一个属灵团体啊，不能够让它俗化。
That because this church is a spiritual unity, we shouldn't let this break out.
啊，教会的一些活动啊，一定要用真理啊做根基。
And the activities in church, we should base it on the foundation of truth.
啊，要活动都要追求属灵上的路线。
And all our activities should be focused on our spiritual pursuit.
那所以真教会的特色啊，就是真理、圣灵跟神迹。
And the characteristics of a true church is the truth, Holy Spirit.
啊，真理、圣灵跟神迹。
And miracles.
啊，这也是我们真教会的宝贝。
And this is the treasure of true Jesus Church.
啊，因为有真理、有圣灵、有神的同在啊，神的能力作为就显出来。
Because we have the Holy Spirit, the truth, and miracles, we can see that God abides with us.
啊，所以这个道理的根基啊，不能够改变。
That the foundation of truth cannot be changed.
因为道理如果改变了、啊，就不是福音了、啊，就不是神的道了。
And if you change the foundation of truth, then it's not the gospel, then it's not the word of God.
因为唯有神的道才能够真正引人到神的面前。
That only the word of God could bring us in front of God.
啊，才能够带给我们永远的生命。
That only the word of God could give us eternal life.
所以保罗说，他是一个聪明的工徒。
And Paul says that he's the wise steward.
啊，把那个根基先把它立好。
And that he established the foundation.
啊，我们都是在这个根基上来建造工程。
And we could build on top of this foundation.
他说不可以再另外立别的根基。
And that we cannot build any other foundations.
也就是说，我们所传的道理一定要跟使徒时代的教会、跟圣经啊完全一致。
And this means that whatever we preach today, it has to be based on whatever the apostolic church.
啊，然后我们每个人尽神给我们的恩赐跟力量啊，啊来服侍神，啊来造就神的教会。
And depending on and our gifts and our abilities, we need to serve God.
所以这个真理的根基啊，不能够动摇。
And we should not change the foundation of church.
啊，有的人在问说啊。使徒时代的教会后来啊啊变质了。
Some may say that the apostolic church it was changed.
啊，这个真教会啊，将来会不会啊像使徒教会一样
they're saying that the apostolic church it was corrupted. What the true Jesus church eventually be corrupted in the future?
我们知道不会的。
And we know that this will not happen.
因为按照圣经里面说啊，这个教会要成为一个永远不震动的国度。
And we know that this will not happen to the true Jesus Church because the Bible says that this our church will become this unmovable kingdom.
属世的教会，属世的国度啊，会被震动啊，就挪移了。
And that the kingdom of this world will be destroyed.
啊，那个我们来到神的面前呐，啊，这个真教会啊，这个国度要存到永远。
But our church will last forever.
所以我们一定要存着敬畏的心呐，啊，来到神的面前。
And because of this, we need to have a fervent heart in front of God.
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
19节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19.
提摩太后书2章19节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19.
说然而神坚固的根基已经立住了，上面有这印记说主人是谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。这里讲到神坚固的根基已经立住了。
Here it says God's firm foundation stands.
啊，这个就是教会的根基呀！啊，这个真理的基础已经立稳了，啊，不会动摇。And
this is referring to the foundation of church, which is the truth that it will not, that it's firm.
啊，我们都是神家的工人呐！啊，有的用金银宝石来建造工程。
And that we are all workers of God. Some of us use gold and silver to establish the church.
啊，这种工程啊，经得起考验呐，啊，所以无论怎么样，啊，它都能够立得住。And
that this, if we build the church of God with gold and silver, then it could withstand tests.
啊，那有的人呐、啊，说用草木合接在建造工程。But
if we build the church with grass and wood, then
啊，那个火一烧啊，啊，这些工程就被烧毁掉了。And
if we build the house of God with wooden straws, and if it's tested by fire, it will be destroyed.
那这就是我们的信仰，我们的侍奉啊。如果是真诚的啊，动机跟方法，无论经过怎么考验，都能够立得住。And
that this is telling us that if we truly believe in God, then whatever the trial may become, our faith will stand.
啊，那个有的不真实的信仰啊，啊，经不起考验的。
And that if our faith is not strong, then we cannot withstand trials.
啊，所以在整个教会的历史当中啊，这个真教会不会消失掉。
And in the history of church, that the true Jesus Church will not be destroyed.
而且会越来越完全，越荣耀。
Instead of getting destroyed, it will become more perfect.
啊，但是有些人呐、啊，因为他无数的或者是信仰的动机啊不纯正。
And if our faith is imperfect,
啊，所以有的经不起考验。
Then we cannot withstand trials.
啊，最后好像那个草木和秸秆就被烧毁掉了。
And just like the wood, just like the wood and grass that will burn.
所以有少数人呐、啊，可能在信仰上失败了，但是他们不会影响到整个真教会的根基。
And although some of these members may perish, but it will not affect the foundation of church.
所以教会的这个基础啊是不能够动摇的。
So because of this, the foundation of church is firm.
啊，不要因为说啊福音传不去了啊，就道理上跟人家妥协。
And so because of this, just because we can't spread the gospel doesn't mean we need to alter the truth.
啊，就是教会一些活动啊就俗化掉了。
And if this occurs, then some of our activities will become.
你看，现在有的教会哦，他们因为没有人去做礼拜了，那所以他们都用很多的活动来吸引人。
And some other churches, because they don't have enough membership, they have a lot of activities to attract other more members.
啊，那个不是教会应当走的路线。
And this is not the right way to attract members.
哦，所以教会要追求属灵的路线。
We need to pursue the truth.
那这个教会跟宗教啊，也要分开，跟政治也要分开。
The church and that should be separated from politics.
主耶稣说啊。 凯撒的物归给凯撒，神的物归给神。
Lord Jesus Christ has said that whatever belongs to Caesar should be offered to Caesar.
那这就是给我们一个政治跟宗教分离的一种指导。
And from this saying, we can understand that church and politics should be separate.
政治不要干涉宗教，宗教也不要去干涉政治。
And the church shouldn't affect politics, and politics shouldn't affect church.
所以有的教会啊，啊，他们会参与政治。
That there are other churches that are involved in politics.
那我们真教会啊，我们不干涉政治的。
But in our true Jesus Church, we're not involved in those politics.
我们是传福音呐，啊，传扬真道。
And that we only preach the gospel.
啊，要引导人呐，啊，来信主。
And so we could have so that more people could believe in God.
啊，像早期的台湾教会啊。
Of the early churches in Taiwan.
啊，本来开始的时候就是。教会还没有成立之前的那些青年呐、啊，因为当时日本人统治台湾，所以他们是从事那个革命运动的。
什么叫革命运动？
美国流血。
哦。
革命。
哦。哦 ，beef。哦 ，beef。
政治的那个改革运动呢、啊？
哦、，before the early churches in Taiwan, now some of these religious members, they were afraid of starting a revolution.
因为后来政府要抓他们，所以他们都跑到中国去。
And because they were starting a revolution, the government wanted to arrest them.
所以后来他们得到道理了。
And after they received the truth.
然后说这个真理这么宝贵。
And that the truth is so important to them.
所以他认为说啊，要救助自己的同胞啊，不是靠革命，而是靠真理。
And when they realize the truth is so important, they realize that to save their brothers, they shouldn't rely on the revolution. They should rely on the truth.
所以他们就带着传道人呐、啊，到台湾去传道。
So they brought ministers back to Taiwan to preach.
啊，升到那个日本的总督府去跟他报备。
And they reported to the Japanese government.
所以我们现在回来啊，我们不是搞革命啊，我们是要来传福音呐、啊。
So they told the Japanese government that we come back here to preach the gospel and not to revolt.
所以一开始啊，四十天啊，就建立了三个教会。
And because of this, in 40 days, they were able to establish three churches in Taiwan.
然后一个教会一个教会在各地方啊兴起来。
And one church after another in Taiwan was built.
所以真的是耶稣的基督的救恩啊，才能够让世人啊得到真正的福音呢、啊。
And only through the grace of God can we receive the true salvation.
现在有的政府很怕宗教。
And now there are a lot of governments that are afraid of religion.
因为有的宗教啊，他们会啊利用这个宗教来做一些啊革命的运动、反政府运动。
And the reason why they're afraid of religion is because they're afraid that the people might use religion to start up a revolution.
啊，但是我们真教会里面，我们不这样做。
But in the true Jesus Church, we don't revolt.
那我们每一个信徒啊，我们虽然是教会的一份子，但是我们也是地面上国家的国民。
But even though we belong to, we are all church members, we are also a citizens of the state.
我们每一个人可以有自己的政治立场。
And we all can have our political views.
比如说你在美国啊，你要参加什么政党，那是你个人的自由。
For example, you're in America. If you want to join any political parties, that's your right.
啊，但是我们在教会里面啊，我们就不谈政治。
But in church, we don't talk about politics.
啊，虽然不一样的政治立场啊，但是我们彼此尊重啊，啊，不互相的攻击，不互相的批评。
Even though there's all these different political parties, but we respect each other and we don't criticize each other in church.
我们来到教会里面啊，我们就是谈论神的道理。啊，怎样让我们灵性进步？怎么能够让更多人来得救
？So in church, we can only talk about discuss the truth and how to preach to other people.
所以这个教会啊，应当走的是一种属灵上的一种路线。
So we should walk on the path towards heaven.
那我们的家啊，也要有一种属灵的气氛。
And that our home should have this spiritual.To it.
所以我们常常谈到说，我们家庭应该有家庭的崇拜啊。
So we talk about how a family should have family worship.
啊，所以我们应当定期有家人大家一起呀 学习道理，或者是一起祷告、一起诗颂啊、一起交通的时间。
So we should set up some time for our families to pray together, or to read Bible together, or to discuss the truth.
啊、这个可以让我们的家跟神越亲近。
And this way, we could draw nearer to God as a family.
家人当中啊，也会更加密切。
And this way, we'll be closer to our family members.
让我们的下一代啊，很小就在一个神的爱当中啊，这样来成长。
So then for the next generation, they could grow up in God's love.
我很稀奇啊，我们那个两岁多的那个小孙女啊。
And I'm very surprised at my two-year-old granddaughter.
因为她常常到教会来聚会啊。
Because she comes to church so many times.
现在她可以在家里说，我要领会来唱诗哦。
And because she's
两岁多，我说哇，两岁多就会这样。
And because she comes to church so often at home, she would say that, oh, right now I want to start off a service in our home.
所以我们从小栽培我们的下一代让他们在神的恩中这样成长很重要。
So if we bring up a younger generation in church, they could grow up in God's grace.
我们既然是神的家，我们都要成为神的家人，我们不要做外人。
Because we're in God's home, then we're all part of the family and we shouldn't be strangers.
我们看以弗所书二章十九节。
Let's look Ephesians.Chapter 9,
以弗所书二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9.
二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人啊。所以我们每个人啊，都要认定我们就是神家里面的人。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9 says that we are no longer strangers and sojourners.
这个教会就是我的教会。
That this church is our church.
我曾经碰到一个弟兄已经受洗几年了。
I met someone in church who's been baptized for many years.
那他开口闭口还是你们教会，你们教会。
And when he speaks, he talks about your church.
好像他不是这个教会里面的人。
It seems as if he doesn't belong to church.
我呢有一个慕道者啊。
And then I met another truth seeker.
虽然刚来没有几天啊，他就说，哇，这是我的教会，这是我的教会。
And this truth seeker only been here for a few days, but when he talks about church,
因为他把这个教会啊，认定这是我的教会。
And this truth seeker considered the church as his own church.
我记得上一次说到那个波士顿去的时候。
So remember last time when I went to Boston.
那母弟的养父Frank.
And that
that 母弟传道的养父
that Pastor Woody's stepfather.
那个时候他刚刚受洗嘛。
His Woody's grandfather.
因为他已经得到很严重的病了。
And because his father's name was Frank.
最后他受洗。
And he has a disease and he eventually baptized.
受洗了以后他很高兴。
And when he was baptized, he was very happy.
虽然他从小就是在天主教长大。
Even though he grew up in a Catholic church.
他的太太是希腊正教的。
And that Frank's wife is Greek Orthodox.
他们家族有在外教会的力量很大。
And that the family has a lot of influence in other churches.
也有很多神职人员，有很大的那个礼拜堂。
And that those other churches are really big.
那他信主以后他就说这就是我的教会。
And when Frank baptized, he says that this the true Jesus.
因为有一次在聚会的时候，他坐在前面
And he says this because one time when he was preaching.
他就看到在前面的地方有一扇门就打开。
And that when he was in service, he saw this door open up in front.
主耶稣从那边走过来。
And he saw Lord Jesus Christ walking out.
为他按手。
And laying hands on him.
他就很激动了。
And Frank was very moved.
他说：“我看到耶稣了，我看到耶稣了，耶稣来了。”
He was very touched and he said, "Oh, I saw Jesus Christ."
后来我们到他家去访问。
So when we visited him,
他说：“我就是这个教会的人，我就是这个教会的。”
You see, when we visited him, he says, "I belong to this church."
因为他知道说他的身体病很严重了，已经到末期了。
Because he knows that his disease was very severe, as his time is almost up.
他说现在我离世我不怕了。
And he says that now that if I leave this world, I'm not scared.
我如果离世的话，我要在这个地方举行追思礼拜。
And I want to have my funeral done at this church.
啊，我要唱地基所诗，我要哪个姐妹帮我弹琴
？And because of this, he planned out his funeral.
啊，把他的节目啊，通通安排好。
That he prepared all the activities for his funeral.
啊，后来一个多月以后啊，主耶稣召他回去。
And a month later, God took him back.
啊，他的一些亲戚啊，来参加我们的，他还参加他的追思礼拜。
Some of his relatives attended his funeral in our church.
他们就觉得很奇怪，怎么都是黄种人？
And his
黄面孔的。
And his relatives thought that it was very strange. How come the church?
他又是一个小小的礼拜堂。
And the church is so small.
啊，但是他的太太说，这是他先生决定的，因为他觉得说他就是属于这个教会。
And when the relative says this, the wife replied that this is what Frank has decided.
因为他在这里看到神。
And because he saw God in this
church. 因为他找到了得救的道路。
Because he was able to find the truth of salvation.
啊，所以他认定说这就是我的教会。
And because of this, he knew that this is his church.
啊，所以我们今天来到神的教会。
So today, when we come to Church of God,
我们不要再把自己当作外人。
We shouldn't treat ourselves as a stranger.
因为你外人啊，跟这个教会、跟这个家就没有关系。
Because if you're a stranger, then you have no role in this home.
你没有办法享受这个家庭的温暖、家庭的爱。
That as a stranger, you will not be able to experience the love of
this
family.
你没有办法享受神家里面的恩典。
And that you will not be able to experience the miracles.
他说：“我们也不要把自己当做客人。
”That we shouldn't treat our act as guests in church.
好，我们是这个神的家里面的一份子。
That we are part of this church.
啊，所以我们要常常啊，在神的家中啊，那不是客人啊，偶尔才出现一下。
That we shouldn't be, since we're part of church, we shouldn't behave as guests and show up once in a little while.
啊，求主帮助我们哦，啊，让我们常常啊，好像葡萄树枝啊，跟树干啊，常常就连属在一起。
We should ask God to help us so that we could be like the grape and the vineyard that we're always together.
啊，我们就能够享受这个家中的温暖，我们就能够看到神家的荣耀。
That we let's pray to God so that we can experience the love of church and experience God's grace.
我们来看诗篇一百二十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 122.
诗篇一百二十二篇第一节。
Psalms 122.
诗篇一百二十二篇第一节。
Psalms 122 verse 1.
说人对我说，我们往神的殿去，我就欢喜。第二节。
Verse 2.
耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚要站在你的门内。第三节。
Verse 3.
耶路撒冷被建造，如同连肉整齐的一座城。这个大卫在作诗啊，描写这个耶路撒冷圣城啊。
And when David was writing the Psalms, he was talking about the church.
因为那个是神的殿的一个居所。
He was talking about Jerusalem, this holy city.
所以他说啊，人对我说啊，我们到神的殿去拜神啊，他说啊，心中就充满着欢喜。
And it's written here that when other people tell him, "Let us go to the house of the Lord," he was very joyful.
所以那勉励自己说，我们的脚啊，要常常站在耶路撒冷的门内。
So he encouraged himself that our feet should be standing within the gates of Jerusalem.
也就是说，我们常常到神的殿啊，在那里拜神呐，啊，来侍奉神。
Which means that we should often worship God and serve Him.
啊，这是大卫的心愿呐。
And this is the desire of David.
啊，虽然他作为一个王啊
，even though he is a king.
但他说啊，其实一生当中啊，他一直追求的不是在王宫里面或者在什么地方享受那个快乐。
Even though he was a king, he did not pursue worldly joy. Instead, he pursued God.
他说啊，他最大的盼望是一生一世都能够在神的殿中。因为可以看到神的荣美。
And his desire is to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and to see his glory.
啊，可以来求问神。
So that he could pray to God.
啊，所以这是，我想这也是我们每一个人的盼望啊，常常在神的殿中啊，来仰望神的荣美。
And this is, shall be our desire too, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们再看诗篇第八十四篇。
That's from Psalms 84.
诗篇八十四篇。
Psalms 84.
这是古圣徒他们在仰慕啊神的居所。
You know, here this is the early members talking about the tabernacle of God.
我们看第十节。
So verse 10.
诗篇八十四篇啊第十节。
Psalm chapter 84 verse 10.
说在你的院里住一日，胜过在别处住千日。连果在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。所以这整篇啊，都是讲到这个诗人他怎么爱慕神的殿。
From verse 10, we could tell that the whoever wrote the psalm really loved God.
他说我主要在神的殿中啊住上一日啊，我可以胜过在别的地方住上一千天。
Here it says it's better to be in a court for a day than 1,000 days elsewhere.
啊，我宁可在神的殿中啊看门呐、啊，啊，胜过住在别的地方啊，啊，在那里享受那个福气。
And that the author of this psalm rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
因为在神的殿里面呢、啊，真正能够享受神的恩典跟荣耀。
Because in front of God, you can experience His grace and miracles.
我们再看八十四篇的第五节。
Chapter 84, verse 5.
诗篇八十四篇第五节。
Verse 5.
说靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，啊，这个人变为有福。第六节。
Verse 6.
他们经过流泪谷，啊，叫这个谷变为泉源之地，啊，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。第七节。
Verse
7. 啊，他们行走力上加力，啊，个人到锡安啊来朝见神。这里讲到说啊，一个人啊有心想要往这个锡安大道啊，就是要往圣殿里面去。说这种人就有福气了。
That's over here in this hymn. It says, "Blessed are men whose strength is in thee."
因为神的殿呢、啊、是束缚的居所。
Because God's tent is full of grace.
啊，所以你有心啊，想要到神的殿，啊，神就会祝福给你。
And if you desire God, then God will bless you.
他说那个流泪谷会变为泉源之地。
Now we hear it says that the valley of Baca, they will make it into place of springs.
那、啊、这个流泪谷啊，就是很干旱呐、啊，干旱的地方啊。
And the valley of Baca is the valley of tears, which is very dry.
啊，没有办法种植东西的。
And because it's so dry, you can't plant anything.
啊，那现在啊，因为神的恩典充满，啊，神的灵充满，所以要变成泉源之地。
And because of God's grace, there should be springs.
因为有秋雨春雨之福啊，啊，来滋润这个土地，来长出很多很多的植物来。
And because of the early and late rain, there will be abundance of growth.
也就是我们本来很干渴的心灵啊，啊，得不到一些帮助。
And this represents our hearts, which are very dry.
当然是我们现在往神的殿去。
And since we're walking towards the tents of God.
啊，领受从神来、从天上来的各样恩典跟福气。
And that we could experience all these grace and blessings from God.
啊，所以来到神的面前啊，大地啊，遍地都是滋润的啊，能够长出各样的啊植物来，能够结出各样美好的果子来。
And because of these grace of God, we could bear abundant fruits for Him.
所以说啊，你要往这个锡安大道啊，这种人是有福气的。
And because of this, those who are walking toward Zion are blessed. It.
他说：“我们主要有心啊，想要到锡安山，啊，神就给你力量。
So if our hearts are the highway to Zion, then God will bless us.
啊，让你越行走越有力量，啊，来到锡安山呐、啊，啊，来敬拜神。
And He'll give us more strength on the way, so that we could finally end up in Zion.
所以有时候我们啊，信心会软弱。
And sometimes we may be spiritually weak.
有时候我们会遇到很多很多的阻挡跟困难。”
And we might face a lot of stumbling blocks and troubles.
啊，那我们有心啊，要归向神，我们要求神帮助我们，给我们力量。
So if we want to return to God, we need to ask, we need to pray for strength.
啊，我们就能够胜过环境的阻挡啊，啊，就能够真正的生活在神的恩中啊。
And we need to pray for strength so we can overcome our environment from the challenges in our environment.
啊，所以鼓励我们说，我们不要再做外人，不要当客旅，我们是神家里面的人哦。
And we should encourage ourselves not to be strangers in church and be a part of church.
所以我们要常常在神的家中啊，来享受神家中的温暖，神家中的爱。
So we need to be in church often to experience the grace and God's love.
啊，既然我们是神的儿女。
And even though we are God's children,
因为我们要做一个蒙爱的神的儿女。
That we need to be His beloved child.
我们看以弗所书五章第一节。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
以弗所书五章第一节跟第二节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
以弗所书五章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1.
所以你们应该效法神。好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，第二节。
Verse 2.
也要爱凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。这里讲到说啊，我们要效法神啊，做蒙慈爱的儿女。
That we hear it encourages us to be the imitator of God and as a beloved children.
我们知道这个儿女啊，都有父母亲的形象。
We know that we could see our parents in us.
所以，如果你知道这个孩子的父母亲，啊，你没有看到他，你看到这个小孩子啊，你会知道说啊，这大概是谁的孩子。
And that even though we might not see the parent, but if we see the child, we could probably guess whose child it is.
所以我们有时候在神训班呐、或者是学生灵会，看到很多青年、很多儿童。
And sometimes in spiritual convocation, we see many little children.
那虽然你以前可能没有见过他。
And although you might not have seen the children before.
但是有时候看起来好像很面熟，这个人好像像某一个人。
But when I see these students, they look so familiar to me.
然后有时候我们会跟你是不是谁的孩子？大概大部分都会猜对。
And sometimes I walk up to them and say, "Are you the child of so and so?" And most of the time,
因为这个孩子啊，一般都会像父母。
And the reason why I'm correct is a lot of times the children have.
因为儿女都会有父母亲的形象。
And these students look like the parents because they have the parents' form.
他说：“我们是神的儿女啊，我们也要有神的形象。”
And since we're the children of God, we should have His image in us.
神以前啊造人的时候，说是按照自己的形象来造人。
And when God created us, He created in His own image.
啊，当然这个形象有两方面的意思。
And this image has two different meanings to it.
一个是这个外体的形象。
And one meaning is that it's the physical image itself that we look like Him.
因为人是按照神的形象造的。
And because God created us in His own form.
所以神成为人啊，耶稣基督啊，跟我们的形象是一样的。
And because of this one, Christ descended on earth, He looked like one of us.
神有时候他会显现出来让人看到。
And sometimes when God revealed Himself and let us see Him.
神显现的样式啊，一定是人的样式。
And when God reveals Himself, His image is similar to
that. 他不会显现成为其他动物的样式。
That He will never reveal Himself as a different image of such as an animal.
耶稣基督啊，也是神在肉身上的显现。
And Lord Jesus Christ is also manifestation of God in this world.
来到人间。
That become a man in this earth.
第二个这个意义啊，就是神的本质跟特性。
And the second meaning of is God's characteristics.
就是神的真理啊，真理的仁爱跟圣洁啊。
And the characteristics of truth.
这个神本身的一些美德啊，会因为我们是神的儿女，所以我们呢、也要有神的这样的形象。
And because, as His children, we need to have these similar characteristics of God.
所以说啊，我们要效法神啊，成为一个蒙爱的儿女。
And therefore, we need to imitate God and be His beloved children.
啊，就是要有神的各样美德啊，啊，能够在我们身上慢慢的啊显出来。
So that we could, so that when others see us, they could see God.
啊，要做神的儿女啊，啊，第一个就是要啊顺服神。
And to be God's beloved children, then we need to be submissive to Him.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
Listen to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
第十三节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
彼得前书一章十三节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎住手，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。十四节。
Verse 14.
你们既然做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无助的时候那放纵私欲的样子。十五节。
Verse 15.
那照你们的既是圣洁的，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。十六节。
Verse 16.
因为经上记着说啊，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。这里讲到说，我们要做顺命的神的儿女。
And over here, we need to tell us that we need to be the children of God.
啊，另外一个就是要做圣洁啊，神的儿女。
And as His children, we need to be obedient and holy.
因为我们是神的儿女啊，我们要顺服神的话。
And because we are God's children, we need to be submissive to His teachings.
哦，所以有神的话，我们就听从，就照着去做的。啊，就是神所爱的儿女。
That if we are obedient to the truth, then we will become His children.
啊，神所爱的啊，神会爱他，会向他显现。
And if God loves us, then God will reveal Himself to us.
所以我们真教会会得到特别的恩典啊，就是神的话，我们都要百分之百遵守。
In order for us to receive God's blessings, then we need to obey His words completely.
主耶稣说，有的人虽然称呼主啊主啊，但是不按照主的旨意来行事。
And although there are many that calls God Lord, Lord, but they're not submissive.
所以不是称呼主啊主啊的人就能够进神的国。
Therefore, not everyone who calls God Lord, Lord will be saved.
唯有遵循天父旨意的人才能够进去。
And only those who are submissive towards God's rules will they be saved.
所以我们要常常听道理啊，来明白神的旨意。
So we need to hear the truth and understand God's will.
啊，听道理不是光是一种知识。
And listening to the truth is not to attain knowledge.
而是要把这个道理啊，行在我们的生活当中。
But to put the truth in action and to live it out.
啊，这样才能够在我们所行的事上啊，来得到福气。
And only this way will we receive God's blessings.
啊，所以要做蒙爱的儿女啊，就是顺服听从神的旨意来行事。
And to be this beloved child, then we need to be submissive.
啊，再来就是做一个圣洁光明的儿女。
And besides being obedient, we need to be holy.
所以呢，我们的神啊，他是圣洁的。
And because God is holy,
啊，所以我们也要追求圣洁，像他一样。
And therefore we need to pursue holiness just like Him.
啊，圣洁、良善、光明的生活。
And to be holy and righteous.
啊，所以我们好像一盏灯光啊，还要照亮在这个黑暗的世界里面。
And that we should be a light to this world.
啊，所以让人家看到啊，啊，就知道我们是神的儿女啊，啊，就把荣耀来归给神。
So that whoever sees us could tell that we are God's children and glorify Him.
所以我们知道我们是神家的儿女。
So this way they'll know that we're God's children.
所以我们要在我们的身上啊来荣耀神，来发光。
So we need to glorify God through our actions.
那我们既然是一家人啊，所以我们要发挥一家的精神。
And because we're all part of this family, then we all need to be a
中国人讲说啊，家和万事兴啊，一个家庭能够和睦嘛，啊，所以这个家庭就会兴旺起来。
And if there's a Chinese proverb that says that the family is reunited, then they'll be prosperous.
假如一个家庭里面啊，每一个人呐、啊、都是想到自己的利益啊，彼此之间呐、啊、勾心斗角不和睦。
And if that if the family is not united and they're always fighting each other,
啊，这个家庭一定会衰败的。
那 this family will go collapse.
啊，但是如果说这个家庭啊，大家很和睦、很相爱
，but if the family is very united and very loving.
啊，我最近去访问的时候碰到一个家庭。
And this time, when I was visiting a member, I met this family.
啊，那边兄弟姐妹很多啊，啊，家族都住在一起，哎，又相当和睦，真的很难得。
And there's a lot of brothers, and it's a large family, so there are a lot of brothers and sisters.
啊，所以虽然移民到这里来啊，面对新的环境很辛苦，但是大家非常的互助，非常的相爱。
Even though they've immigrated here and they're facing a lot of environmental challenges, but because there's love in the family, they could be.
我们知道说这样的家庭啊会兴旺。
And we know that this type of family will be prosperous.
啊，所以家庭啊要和睦。
And because of this, the family should be united.
哎，我们在神的家也是一样。
And God's house, we should like.
本来犹太人跟其他民族他们不来往的。
And the Jews usually don't communicate with other races.
他说耶稣来啊是传这个和平的福音。
And that when Christ came, he came to preach this truth.
还要让人跟神和好。
And that to unite man with God.
他也要让人跟人能够和睦。
And to make peace between man and man.
所以把人跟人之间啊，那人跟人之间那个隔墙，说把它打掉啊，啊，促进彼此之间的和睦。
So he wants to destroy this curtain that separates man from man.
啊，让大家能够携手同行啊，啊，来到神的面前来敬拜神。
So this way, man could come as one in front of God.
啊，所以这个教会啊，要成为一个啊和睦同心呐 啊的一个教会。
And so this church will become a united church.
我们看到这个腓立比教会会兴旺。
So we see that the Philippian church was very prosperous.
保罗说啊，我每一次在祷告的时候，我想到腓立比教会啊，就非常的喜乐，非常的高兴。
And Paul writes that whenever he thinks of the Philippian church, he's very joyful.
因为这个教会从第一天开始啊，大家都是同心合意啊，啊，在兴旺福音。
And because from day one the church will pursue the truth.
啊，所以神也很特别祝福那个教会。
And because of this, God blessed the church.
他说我们教会要成为一个合而为一啊，啊，非常兴旺的神祝福的教会。
And because of this, our church should be very united so that we could be prospered.
我们知道那个圣殿呐、啊。住圣所有一个耶柜。
We know that the Holy of Holy contains the ark.
啊，耶柜的上面呢、啊，有一个叫做施恩座。
And on the ark, there's a mercy seat.
而且那个施恩座啊，也叫做遮蔽罪座，就是把那个罪啊，把它遮盖掉了。
And also, the mercy seat is also called a seat that covers sins.
耶柜里面呢、啊，啊，三样东西啊，都是定罪的指示。
And the three things.Do you think do your objects contain in the ark?
因为你违背律法就要被定罪。
And that these things inside the ark are all commandments.
神给以色列人吃四十年的玛拿。
And that God gave manna to Israelites for 40 years.
因为他们埋怨神啊，说在旷野没有食物。
And because they complained to God that they have no food in the wilderness.
啊，后来又说啊，这个玛拿淡薄无味。
And later on, they complained that the manna does not taste like anything.
所以把一罐玛拿这放在耶柜前呐、啊，说要世代来纪念，这是养活你们四十年的食物啊。
And so God instructed them to put a jar of manna inside the ark to so that the future generation can remember it.
也是来纪念以色列过去的历史。
And that jar of manna is for them to remember the history of Israel.
另外一个就是亚伦挖过亚的杖。
The next object is the staff of Aaron.
因为他们有人啊，要夺取祭司的职位。
And because there are other people who want to take up the position.
啊，所以神用那个啊火把所领烧掉，啊，很多人呐、啊，地震裂开就把它吞掉了。
And because they were fighting against Aaron for the position of the high priest, the God opened up the earth so that they swallow up.
以色列人又在发怨言。
And then the people complain again.
后来神就说啊，你们把那个每个首领把一根杖啊啊拿到那个耶柜前。
And when the Israelites complained to God, God told them, "Why don't you bring all of you bring a staff in front of me?"
后来亚伦的杖啊发芽结出果子来。
And Aaron's staff it sprouted and it bore almonds.
来证明说啊，这个摩西亚伦是神特别拣选出来来带领他们的。
And this shows that God has chosen Moses and Aaron to lead the Israelites.
以色列人的怨言啊，才他们的埋怨的话才主席啊。
And after that, the Israelites start complaining.
他说那个怪杖啊，就放在耶柜那里做纪念。
And from then on, that staff was put inside the ark to be remembered.
他说、啊、有一个施恩座啊，就把这些东西啊，就把它做怪掉了。
And then there is this mercy seat that covers all of this.
他说我们过去的一些啊罪，或者是我们的过失啊，主耶稣的恩典啊，完全把我们遮盖掉。
And this prefigures that God will cover up all our sins.
他说我们可以坦然来到神的面前啊，啊来敬拜神啊，祷告求帮助。
And because our sins are covered, that we can come in front of God and pray for help.
那个耶柜的施恩座上面呢、啊，有两个基路伯。
And then next to the mercy seat, there's two cherubim.
那个基路伯啊，是两个翅膀张开相连的。
And that these cherubims, they have their wings opened up.
这个是告诉我们要追求做一个完美的圣徒。
And this with the open wings, this shows that this teaches that we need to be this.
虽然是两个基路伯啊，但是是一块金金啊打造出来的。
Even though there are two cherubims, they are both made from the same gold.
我们信徒啊，都是联署成为一体的。
And as a Christian, that together we will become.
我们都是携手一起来同行天国的道路的。
And that we should walk on the path of salvation together.
因为这个和睦啊，所以神在当中啊跟人讲话。
And because of this unity between men, God could communicate with us.
因为有耶稣的宝血在那里，把我们的罪遮盖掉。
And because God's the blood of Christ washes away
our sins. 有那个基路伯啊，翅膀相连。这样，这告诉我们要和睦啊，神就在我们当中。
And the cherubims with their wings open facing each other, this teaches that we need to be together so that God can dwell with us.
所以圣经里面说，我们只要两三个人呐、啊，一起同心合意啊，一起聚会，就主就在我们当中。
So this teaches that if the three of us pray together, God will be amongst us and answers our prayers.
我们两三个人一起同心祷告，主耶稣就要垂听。
And if three of us pray in one accord, God will hear our prayers.
所以我们要竭力追求啊，合而为一的心。
So this teaches that we need to be united and pursue God together.
因为我们是属灵的一家人。
And because we are a spiritual family.
所以刚强的要去帮助软弱的。
So the strong should help the weak.
啊，彼此互相的担待，互相的服侍。
That we serve each other.
他说，我们彼此不要分门别类啊，不要看不起那些软弱的人。
And that we shouldn't look down on the weak.
啊，发挥一家的精神啊，啊，大家互相勉励，互相扶持，啊，来走天国的道路。
That we should help each other and support each other as a family.
我们再讲一点呢。
talk about another thing.
我们看箴言三十一章。
Let's turn to Proverbs, chapter 31.
箴言三十一章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 27.
箴言三十一章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 27.
说他观察家务，便不吃闲饭啊。这里讲到一个才德的妇人。
Oh, we hear it talks about a virtuous woman, that she does not eat the bread of idleness.
如果我们详细看的话，这一篇啊，应该是主神的教诲。
But if we truly were to see this as the description of God's.
因为这里面谈到神的救恩，还有传福音、牧养的工作。
Because this chapter talks about salvation of God.
啊，所以这个妇人啊，真的很能干啊，啊，这是主的教诲。
And over here, we can see that this woman is very, very virtuous, and this prefigures the church.
啊，当然，这也是我们每一位弟兄姊妹啊，大家要学习的。
And this is something that every one of us should learn from.
说这个妇人啊，她观察家务，不出闲饭。
And over here, it says that this woman looks well to the way of the household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
所以非常能干啊，把家庭啊，整个料理得相当好。
And because she's so virtuous, you could look when she
takes care of the household
and
the
home.
And
her husband is very proud of her.
啊，儿女也起来歌颂她。
And that his children and her children
praise her. 啊，真是一个才德的妇人。
And this is a truly virtuous woman.
那我们今天在神的家里面呢，也要观察家务啊，啊不出闲话。
And just like her, we need to look well. We need to take care of the church and not be idle.
我们知道说一个家庭里面呢，如果那个生产的人口很少，啊那个消费人口很大的话，啊这个大人呢、啊，他们就会觉得工作很负担很重。
And we know that if the workers are few, then we know that then the holy workers will be very tired.
那少数人在工作啊，养活一大家人呢、啊。啊，这个工作的人当然很辛苦啊。
And that if only a few of us are working to support a large family, then it'll be very burdensome.
啊，但是这个儿女慢慢的长大了，每一个人都工作，可以照顾这个家庭。
But as the young children grows up and they start taking care of the church.
啊，你看这个家庭啊，就很兴旺了。
And then this church will be very prosperous.
我们在神的家也是一样哦。
And similarly.It's the same case in church.
如果我们来到神的家，我们都是受人的服侍。
Now, if we come to church, we always want to be served.
只有少数的人在做服侍工作。
Only a handful of people who are working in church.
那做服侍工作的人会很辛苦。
And that those who are serving God will be very burdened.
如果大家都来服侍。
But if everyone else pitch in and help out.
我们每一个人呐、啊、都能够享受爱。
Then all of us could experience love.
而且教会的各样工作啊都很顺利。
And every church and every holy work.
这个教会会充满着喜乐。
Successful, and this church will be full of joy.
所以我们在教会里面呢、啊，我们每一个人呢、啊，都要想办法来彼此相扶持。
So in church, all of us should help out.
关心家务啊，不出闲话。
That we all need to look well.Into the way of the household and not eat the bread of idleness.
感谢主啊，我们 Queens 教会算是美国人数最多的一个教会。
And thank God that the Queens Church has the most members in the whole U.S.
我觉得我们这边的弟兄姊妹啊，在服事上也是最甘心乐意的。
And I feel the same way when it comes to servitude that we're all very ready to serve.
不只是我们自己本身教会的工作。
And not only in our holy work.
当然啊，其他教会啊，办一些活动啊，我们都去帮忙。
That even though there are other activities in other churches that we're all ready to help.
真的是相当好的一种榜样。
And this is a great example.
这是我们皇后教会的好的传统。
And this is a great good habit of Queen's Church.
所以我们要把这样的精神啊，继续的维持下去。
That we need to maintain this habit.And pass it on to the next generation.
我们要把握啊服事的机会。
And that we need to grasp onto our opportunity.
因为有机会服事，这是一种恩典呢。
Because if you have the opportunity to serve is a grace.
说趁着白昼你要做工啊，将来黑暗来到啊，我们就没有工可以做了。
So in the Bible, it teaches that we need to work hard in the day, so when night comes, we can't do anything.
我们为主工作啊，这个不会落空的。
And if we serve God, it won't be in vain.
做工的果效随着你。
And that the fruits of our work will follow us.
将来在神的面前啊，领受奖赏。
And in the future, God will bless us.
事实上啊，我们为神做工啊，不是说一定要等到世界末日啊，进天国才能够享福气啊。
And when we do holy work, we don't have to wait till the last days when we're about to enter heaven to do them.
提摩太后书里面说，勤劳的农夫啊，先得粮食。
Second Timothy tells us that the hard-working farmer will be the first to receive the first fruits.
这句话我一直记得很清楚。
And I remember this verse very clearly.
因为我神学院呢、啊，读第一学期，然后出去实习。
Because when I was in theological training after my first session, I started.
碰到了一些事情。
And after theological school, and I met some.
那是看到神的恩典。
And I see the grace of God.
所以我就在做见证啊，说在工作当中啊，神怎么看顾。
So I testify for him, and I talk about how did God help me.
结果一个老传道啊，他就以那一节圣经啊勉励我。
And so this senior pastor came up to me and encouraged me with this.
说劳力的农夫啊，先得粮食。
And he told me that the hardworking farmer will be the first to receive the first fruit.
我们知道农夫在耕种很辛苦啊。
And we know that a farmer it's very tiring. It's a very tiring job.
要撒种、浇灌。
Right, you need to spread the season, you need to water it, and then you need to weed it out.
所以農夫大概一年到頭都在忙呢。
So the whole year, a farmer is always busy.
啊，但是享受那個勞碌成果的第一個就是農夫本身啊。
But the farmer himself is the first to taste the first.
因為你栽種來後啊，有結果了，你就是第一個人享受的。
And because when the fruits are, when he'll be the first to see the fruits.
所以勞碌的農夫先得糧食。
And because of this, the hardworking farmer will be first to taste the first
fruits. 我們在神的家裡面好像辛苦的農夫啊，啊來管理神的家。
And in God's house, we are like this hardworking farmer to take care of tending
the house. 啊，但是第一個享受工作成果的就是你自己。
And the first to see the results of the holy works is ourselves.
因为神现在就可以赐福去给你。
Because God could bless you right now.
啊，所以我们工作啊不会徒劳的。
And because of this, our holy work will not be in vain.
所以你爱神的家，神就看顾祝福你的家。
And if you look after the house of God, God will take care of you and look after your
home. 所以我们要常常关心神家的事情。
So we need to often look after the church.
啊，这让我们神的家兴旺啊！啊，我们同时，我们每个人就带来福气。
So that the church of God could prosper and that we could be blessed.
啊，所以既然我们是神的家人哦，我们就要恒锁在神的家中。也就是恒锁在神的恩中。
Because we are part of church, we will be part of the, we'll be sure have a share in His blessings.
他说不要离开神的家。
So we shouldn't depart from church.
主耶稣说啊，我们好像那个树枝啊，啊树枝就要连锁在这个葡萄树干上面。
The Bible says that we are like the branches, and as branches, we should not separate from the main vine.
这样才能够不断的吸收水分养分，不断的结果。
And only if we're part of the vine, then we could receive its nutrients.
啊，树枝如果离开树干了，就是枯干了，就是当柴火烧。
And if the branch gets separated from the vine, then it will dry up and die.
我们最后看罗马书十一章。
So the Romans chapter 11.
二十二节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 22.
罗马书十一章二十二节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 22.
十一章二十二节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 22.
可见神的恩慈和严厉，像那跌倒的人是严厉的，像你是有恩慈的。只要你长久在他的恩中啊，啊，不然你也要被砍下来。那这个是讲到以色列人啊，因为他们不守跟神之间的约啊，好像树枝被砍下来。
And you know, we hear this verse talking about how the Israelites did not keep the covenant between them and God, and therefore they were cut off.
因为我们本来啊是外邦人，跟神的应许啊是没有关系的。
And because originally we are foreigners and we have no part in with the Jewish.
我们好像那个野橄榄啊，被接在那个好的橄榄树上。
And we're like this dry branch that's attached to this vine.
啊，这个跟那个植物的接触啊是相反的。相反的道理，因为接触是坏的事啊，然后把那个好的珠子拿来接啊。
And because then this is very different from because usually you attach the good branches, but where the bad branch but we're being attached to the vine.
本来这个以色列人他们是神的选民。
Now, originally the Israelites were.God's chosen people.
那他们有一些人啊，不守神的道被摘下来了。
And because they were not obedient, God removed them.
我们称为野橄榄呢。
And we are the wild branches.
啊，是逆着性啊，被接在上面的。
And through faith, we are being reattached.
他说我们不可以夸口。
And because of this, we cannot boast.
不能够说啊，因为他们被摘下来，就为着要把我接上。
That we shouldn't boast to say that because the Israelites were cut off, that we are replacing them.
说神既然不爱惜本来的好珠珠，都把它折断了。
And this in the Bible warns that the God cut off the Israelites.
所以我们也要好好的主守在神的恩中。
That we need to stay in God's grace.
啊，不然的话，我们得罪神了、啊，他也同样可以把你摘下来的。
That if we sin against God, God will also start.Cut us off too.
那如果我们一直出手在神里面呢、啊，神的恩慈、神的各样丰盛的恩惠啊，就源源不断啊，临到我们身上。
And if we stay within the Lord, then God will bless us through abundantly.
所以无论怎样，我们都要蒙锁在神的家中啊。
So no matter what happens, we need to stay in God's house.
愿主耶稣束缚保守我们大家。
Oh, may God protect and guide us.
我们来唱诗199首。
I'll sing hymn 199.
199.
Sing hymn 199. And a lot of us immigrated here to pursue the American dream.
啊，那时候我们看到说，即使现在是一个不安定的社会。
And we can tell that the economy is very unstable.
啊，最近呢，美国在谈论那个经济上的问题。
And recently the government is talking about the economic problems.
事实上啊，我们这一代人呢，已经把祖孙好几代的财产呢都吃掉了。
And our generation has eaten up all the savings of the past of generations.
他说美国欠债欠很多。
And our economy is in debt.
因为没有钱就拼命印钞票。
And because of this, we're printing out a lot of money.
他说现在很多国家都很怕。
So because of this, many other nations are very afraid.
因为跟美国借给美国很多钱，啊，他们怕将来没有办法还。
That they're afraid that they're lending to U.S. so much money that the U.S. may not be able to repay them in the future.
啊，真的，那些钞票就变废纸了。
And because of this, the U.S. dollars is losing its value.
所以我们知道说，现在啊，这个世界虽然看起来很繁华，但是这没有办法长久的。
Well, even though the world may seem very good at the moment, that we know that it doesn't last forever.
啊，当然，我们要为国家祷告啊，求那些政治家哈。他能够秉公行义的。
And of course, we need to pray for our leaders so that they can make the right decisions.
求神给他们有智慧来领导国家。
And we ask God to give them wisdom so they can lead this country.
那这样我们才有一个安定的生活。
Only this way we can have a stable life.
所以圣经里面说为在位者祷告啊，这是我们第一个要注意到的事情。
And the Bible teaches that we should pray for our political leaders.
啊，也求神让我们能够在生活当中啊，能够敬虔端庄无事的度日。
And I pray for God so that we could be fervent members.
啊，所以现在有很多人失业。
Now a lot of people in the states are losing their jobs.
啊，当然求神啊，能够让我们有一个安定的生活。
We pray to God to give us a very stable life.
求神能够让我们有一个安定的社会。
And to give us a very stable society.
啊，这都是我们在祷告当中啊，还要啊常常啊来纪念的事情。
And these are some of these prayer requests that we need to remember.
啊，但是更重要的就是求神让我们有一个属灵信仰的环境。
And more importantly, we need to ask God for the spiritual environment.
让我们能够常常亲近神。
So that we could draw near to Him.
啊，让我们能够常常生活在神的恩中。
That we could live in His grace.
因为我们人真的离开了神啊，人没有办法做什么的。
And because if we depart from God, then we cannot do anything.
所罗门晚年啊，离开神。
And Solomon in his old age, he departed from God.
所以他在传道书一开始的结论就虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
And because he departed from God, he realizes his life was in vain.
这个人有了神，以后人生才有意义。
And when men have God, then their life will have
meaning. 你的劳苦才有价值。
And then our sufferings will have value.
你如果离开了神啊，你一切的劳碌啊，就是虚空，就是虚空。
And that if we leave God, then our sufferings will be in vain.
所以我们要牢牢抓住神。
So we need to grasp on to God.
啊，神会在今生啊，做我们的依靠，做我们的磐石。
And then this way, God will be our rock and be our reliance.
啊，将来带给我们永远的福气。
And to give us this eternal grace.
所以互相勉励哈。
And we need to encourage each other.
啊，求主耶稣特别保守祝福我们大家。
May God protect and guide us.
啊，我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.